Hi, ladies, and welcome back to the Story Night podcast. If this is your first time listening, well, you've entered at the season finale, so that's fun. But this is a place where real women share real stories of real hope. And we are getting ready to launch a whole new chapter, a whole new season of Story Night. And I have the honor tonight of sitting with my dear friend, my mentor, and our state representative, Lucetta Elmer. And you just heard the previous episode, you heard her speak at the end of that event. And we just talked briefly about what we want to do and where God may be leading for this next season of Story Night. So as we kind of wrap up the current phase of the podcast, as those of you who've been listening for a long time have known it, I wanted to invite Lucetta on to talk a little bit about what may be coming next. And if you haven't subscribed yet, this would be a great time to subscribe, because once we have more details, we will publish that episode and you can get even more information about like the next event and maybe registering or tuning in online or finding some new podcasts that are coming up. There's lots of fun things we get to talk about. But let's start with just an introduction, Lucetta. If you don't mind taking a moment to introduce yourself to the listeners. You were one of our very first Story Night speakers. Lucetta shared her story in October of 2019. And it's actually a story that's not on the podcast for various reasons, but we do have a password protected recording of it. And we know sometimes people have requested to hear her story. It is an amazing story. And so I just thought you could take a moment, introduce yourself to the listeners, tell them who you are and what you're doing now. You've done a lot over not a long time, and that way they can get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah, thank you. So 2019, it was that long ago, huh?
Was it pre-COVID?
Yeah. Well, 2019, I was living a different life. Well, many of us were. It was pre-COVID, but yeah, I am a mom of four. Currently, my four children are all in their 20s. So that is a new phase of life. I've been married to my husband for 33 years. And we own several small businesses. So in 2019, I was working alongside my husband in all of those businesses. Kids were still in school and life was humming along. I think I was on the school board at the time for a private Christian school here in town. And so was engaged in civic duties here in town on the Chamber of Commerce Board and the McMinnville Downtown Association Board, just because I thought that was helpful in being more of a visual and a presence in the community with all of our businesses and wanting to make sure that, you know, our community is growing and tourism is thriving. So obviously wanting to be involved. But had no idea the next chapter of life that was coming. And I was approached by our former state representative, Ron Noble, and he presented an opportunity or an idea for me to run for state office, which I promptly said, no, thank you. Not because I'm not interested. I have always been interested in politics in school. I was in student government. I went to DC my freshman year of college. My first major was actually political science, but it was very short. And I switched it up, graduated in education, but definitely interested. But that was a long time ago and didn't really see that ever happening. Ron Noble came back a few years into COVID and presented it stronger again. And things had changed a bit. Our last child was graduating or had just graduated, I think, with whatever that was, because it was COVID. So he got ripped off. But but the kids were out of school. So that freed up a little bit of my time. And our state was and still is facing some economic challenges. And being in private entrepreneurship, my husband and I, we were frustrated with some of the things happening in our state. And my husband more so, he was, you know, even talking about possibly leaving the state and uprooting our home and, you know, transplanting it. And that was a little scary to me, because all of my children are here. And anyways, I said, well, what if I try this new chapter and maybe see if I can have a voice, maybe even make a little difference and make our economy better or make Oregon a business-friendly state again. So started off on that journey in 22. Actually, this was the end of 21. And in 2022, I announced that I was going to run for state representative, and I spent that whole year on the campaign trail, and then ended up winning my seat and was sworn into office in 2023. So I have two sessions under my belt. Was just reelected this month, and we'll start the 2025 long session here in January. So yeah, it's quite the journey.
It is quite the journey. And you, I think, are a great example of the heart behind Story Night, because one of the things that I always loved about Story Night way back when I was just attending them in Santa Barbara is how often somebody would go on stage and I thought I knew them, like thought I knew maybe what their life would be like, only to find out, oh my gosh, that background was not what I expected. Or I so, and not like misjudged necessarily in a negative way. A lot of times it was, maybe had him up on a pedestal and didn't realize some of the things they had gone through and whatnot. So many ladies and I have talked recently about, well, what's one of the goals of Story Night is to make people feel like they're not alone and to make those connections and to start bridging, especially right now. I mean, we're recording in 2024, and there's certainly a lot of division right now. People are very angry with each other and they have very different opinions on a lot of things. And I sat with some ladies the other day and thought, well, what if, what if a woman on the far right and a woman on the far left realized that both of them had been through cancer, or both of them had gone through abuse as a kid, or whatever that is? It's like, oh, we actually have some things in common. So I love your story because, again, it could be easy for somebody to look at you and go, wow, look at the picture of your family and look at all the businesses you own and look at your resume and just think, okay, this is a family that sort of has it all, and maybe things have been real easy or cush or whatnot. And then your story didn't, it's not like you grew up in this like wealthy political family,
No,
right?
not at all.
So
No.
I don't know if we could take maybe just 1 minute and give a little cliff notes of your story that you
Yeah.
share, just little bits and pieces of it,
Sure.
not the full thing. We won't have
Yeah.
time for that, but just where you came from.
Yeah. So my story was around my adoption. I am an adoptee, and my birth parents were college sweethearts. They were not necessarily from Oregon. In fact, my birth dad was from New York, and birth mom was sort of all over. Her dad was in the military, so she moved around a lot. But they landed at a Catholic school in Oregon and met and dated throughout college. And she found herself pregnant with me. And she chose to put me up for adoption, but she never told anyone, including my birth dad. So I was adopted, and my family raised me in Willamina, and they never knew my birth parents. It was a closed adoption. So it wasn't until an adult, I think I was in my third, well, I was in my 30s when I actually made contact, when I could make contact. There was a law that changed in Oregon and allowed an adoptee to have their original birth certificate. And that didn't happen until in the early 2000s. So up until then, I didn't have a way to really figure out my past. But anyways, my story night was all about that. And I guess the end of the story is birth parents and adoptive parents have all met and all come together in a cordial fashion. But it is a story that I asked to be kept private. Not that people can't hear it. I'm happy to share it, but I want to protect all hearts involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we think about that a lot with a ton of speakers who have, all different chapters of their life that include other people, right? And so when we're telling our story, a lot of times we're telling somebody else's story, and we want to be really loving and respectful with that. So I'm going to shift gears here just a little bit because now we want to talk about the future of Story Night. And one of the questions that comes up a lot, or that has over the last month, when I made the announcement that I was going to be resigning from my position at Calvary Mac Church and joining forces with you and kind of taking Story Night to hopefully more and more women all over our area. And so because of your place in politics, so many people have been asking me if I'm in politics now and if Story Night is now going to be a political venture, right? So I was thinking I might just hand that over to you to speak to. Like, you have a heart for this, you cared about this, you gave me this amazing opportunity to come alongside you. And I know you value stories, but is there any connection? And if so, what to the political world?
Well, I'm going to give you a wordy Lucetta answer.
Great.
So Something about me, I have a very deep faith. I came to know the Lord at a young age, sort of found him on my own. My parent, we were not part of a church family when I was growing up, but I was so social, grew up in the country, and a little bus went, a Sunday school bus went by, and I just wanted to hop on because there were people on the bus. So
You love people.
anyways, found the Lord on my own little journey, and December 12th, 1982, is when I was baptized at a non-denominational church in Willamina, Christian Church Willamina. And God has just taken me on a wild ride like he does all of us. But also who I am as a person, I just love people. And I really resist sort of the boxes that the world can put people in. Throughout my lifelong journey with Christ, I have come to understand his unashamed love that he has for all of us, period. You don't have to be anything for him to love you. And that's my most favorite. So that's where my heart is with everything. So the church, I think, is a wonderful place, and Christ loved the church, and it has so many things that it offers us for edification and coming together and being with other like-minded folks. But there's also other things that sort of stifle people when they hear that word church, based on whatever's. So I like what I consider to be his model of you just go out and you have Jesus parties. And my definition of a Jesus party is you invite everyone. It can be someone who is on church staff to someone who is an atheist, but there's common ground in all. Now, you take that little piece of my heart and who I am, and that's, sharing it more through my lens of faith and how I view faith, but you put that into a political world, and you can see where there's a parallel. You have extremism on both sides of this political divide, but I find myself in the middle again, thinking that everyone has some common ground. We all have some common ground, whether it is, oh, you're a mom of four, so am I, or you are an adoptee, I am too. You love chocolate ice cream, that's my favorite, whatever. And so I like to operate in that, and I think that that's where I get the biggest kick out of life. So I have this event, which I know you're aware of, my favorite things. And it's this big party I do. And I invite women who just have been meant something to me, have a special place in my life, or I'm curious about, or whatever. They do not align politically. They do not align spiritually. They do not align fashionably. They're just who they are. And they're all welcome to come. And I think, as women, we are so much stronger together. We all have some commonalities, and we all have things that we experience in a way that men don't. And so I just think when we come together and we hear, what the other is going through or their experiences, somewhere along that storyline, you're going to resonate, usually. And if you don't, you'll resonate with the next speaker. But I love that concept of story night. And so I've always been drawn to the work you've done with it. And I thought, maybe we could align these worlds, just splash right into the middle and watch the sparks fly. That's my favorite. So I'm excited to sort of expand the footprint of story night in the sense of space, So I represent House District 24, which is most of Yamhill County, a little bit of Polk County. I have several little cities in my district, and I'd love to see story night branch out of McMinnville, go into Lafayette and into Amity and into Yamhill, Carlton, Willamina, Sheridan, Grandron, and hear all these ladies' stories.
Well, obviously everything you have said, I thoroughly agree with, and it's going to be so fun to see where God leads with this. And I think what I hear so much is that this is your heart no matter what,
Yes.
even if you hadn't been reelected,
Right.
or if there comes a day where God calls you to a new season, and that this is still something that matters to you, that this wasn't a This is not like a campaign trail.
No, no. People first. All the rest of life second. That's really where my heart is. People matter. And I guess to give an example in a spiritual lens and a worldly spiritual lens, people matter to me. So it doesn't, you don't have to check any box for me to deem you the correct spiritual like person to be a part of anything. You just show up and you are. And politically, it's the same. People matter. I am fighting for values and I'm fighting for bills and policies that, of course, I think are the right way. But there's 59 other people in my chamber that are doing the same. And so I look for, again, ways that I can align with a like-mindedness because I think we get more done that way. But you come up against things where you're not going to align. And there's been some hard ones in these last 2 years for me. But at the end of the day, people first. And every single one of my colleagues in that building, they matter. Even if we are completely polar opposite on what we think is best for Oregon, I am not the all-powerful one that can move the dial according to however I want. And I recognize that. So I show up with the gifts that I have, but my firm foundation is that people matter the most.
Which goes back to really the whole Bible in a nutshell: love God, love people. And he created all people. He died for all people, not just whoever you agree with, politically or spiritually, as you've pointed out, which is amazing. So as we look ahead to 2025, for listeners, just to kind of give you a little update, we have an amazing team of some ladies who are volunteering to help with this. And we're looking at new locations, as you've mentioned, kind of branching out into other cities around our area and finding new speakers and just hopefully bringing this idea of sharing stories to all women in the community. Because one of the things we heard when we put out like a little survey, one of the things that came up the most is that women are lonely. And for those of you listening, if you would like to, share your thoughts, we'll put a link in the episode notes where you can fill out, it's a little four-question survey. And if you've never attended a live story night event, if you're not local to our area, but have just followed the podcast, two of the four questions would still apply to you, where you could share a little bit about what you think we need to be talking about as women. What are some topics and stories that you wish they were talking about more, and what do we need to hear about more? And that loneliness came up so much, which is always so interesting because we live in this age that's supposed to be like the most connected age ever in terms of technology and social media, and yet women feel lonelier than they've ever felt. And so that's a real hope of Story Night, that women do not feel alone and that they walk away with some hope and encouragement that we all have suffered, and that there's a way to still have hope in the midst of all of the suffering. So I did want to kind of leave listeners with a little bit of a teaser, because we have something fun that might be coming, which is your podcast.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So this is something that we will get to kind of talk about here in a moment. I do want to say that the Story Night podcast is not going to end. We will update you as to whether there will be a brand new Story Night podcast starting for you to subscribe to, sort of that next, Story Night 2.0, I guess, or if everything will stay on this particular podcast platform, and we'll continue on with new stories from ladies all around the country and maybe even around the world. But we did talk about you having a podcast and what that might look like. And I might get to do that with you, which would be really fun and exciting. And that might maybe a spot where we get to talk a little bit more about what's going on in the political world and what are the bills happening that you're talking about, and maybe even having guests come on or just share who you are and what's happening. So many people in the area, they really don't know. And then all of a sudden it's November and it's a voting day, and you open up your pamphlet, and most people, all they know is what's written in that pamphlet or what they see in commercials, which
Are lies.
I mean, at this point, So the first grade teacher in me comes out and wants to be like, didn't we teach kids like if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all?
Right.
Like we're not really modeling that as
No.
adults. And you know, if somebody were to put me in politics and say you can make one rule, I might be like,
Yeah.
you are only allowed to talk about yourself and your policies. You're
Yes.
not allowed to talk about the other. You can't say anything negative about the other. That'd just be, you know,
Yeah.
again, first grade teacher in
Wonderful.
me coming out saying,
Yes.
I don't want to see the negative commercials about someone else. I just want to see
Yeah.
what you're offering and who
Right.
you are and
Right.
what you're, you know, saying. What, I mean,
Yeah.
gosh, wouldn't that
Wouldn't
be
that be
refreshing?
wonderful? Yes, I agree with you.
So if we do have this podcast going, just knowing you, I think I can say this is not going to be like some contentious, like
No.
arguing podcast.
No.
But what, do you have any thoughts of where you'd like to go with that?
Yeah. So in this last biennium session, I was vice chair of business and labor. I sat on the economic development and small business committee. So those were my two business focus committees. The other two committees were early childhood and human services, and then higher education. And it really was a great marriage of sort of my background. So my degree is in education with a specialty in early childhood, child development. I have worked at all ages from pre-K through high school, college, I should say, and coached, taught parenting classes, marriage classes, and currently my parents live on our property. So I have this love of, I'll say child development, but human development. And where I am at in life now, I've seen from, the day one holding your newborn baby to my 80-year-old parents living their golden years with me. And it was wonderful to be able to, for a couple of years, be able to look at these areas of life that I consider very important through a different lens, through that political lens, and seeing what sorts of policies are affecting the gamut of humans. So I have a passion for the elderly, and I would love to talk about that sometimes, and the veterans and the challenges that they're facing right now. But also, I have two grandbabies on the way. 2025 will be so special in welcoming for the very first time grandchildren into the Elmer House. And so that gets me going back to my child development, early childhood, parenting. And I think that all of that is so relevant for ladies, listening. So I'm excited to talk about all of the things from how expensive it is to buy groceries and what can we do from an economic standpoint at the state to, my baby seems to have a stomach ache every time they take the bottle. So I'm excited to talk about it all.
Going to be so fun. I'm very excited for that. And your podcast that will launch here soon really is for all listeners, right?
Yeah.
This one won't be like kind of just for ladies.
Oh, yeah, right.
And so that'll just be a fun thing. And everyone I've sort of, you know, mentioned the idea to has been very excited about it.
Yeah.
So I am thrilled. I want to thank you so much for just everything over the years, your friendship, your mentorship, all the connections our families have, and being a Story Night speaker way back at the beginning when you know, it was new and no one really knew what we were doing, and then for offering just this opportunity to work together and see where God takes us. And I'm excited.
Yeah.
And ladies listening, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, if this is your first time, you might need to go back to episode one and just, you know, binge listen to 120 plus stories to catch up. But we hope you enjoy them all. And they're all very, very different. So stay tuned. We will put another episode out at some point in the near future with connections to Lucetta's coming podcast and maybe the date for the next Story Night coming in 2025 and the location, things like that. Again, there's that link in the episode notes if you'd like to share some of your thoughts and your voice. And thank you so much for listening, whether this is your first time or that you've been with us all these, you know, past 5 years or so. As always, ladies, we hope you were blessed and encouraged by this conversation and this episode. Have a wonderful night, and we hope you tune in to what's coming next with Story Night. Good night, y'all.